13. Second Bull Run. It was about midnight on August 27th, and George Sharp, a newly minted colonel, hurried to unload the men of his 120th New York Infantry Regiment from trains that had pulled into Washington's depot. Sharp was recovering from a severe lung infection, likely pneumonia, which he contracted in the spring. He was exhausted, still running a high fever and suffering bouts of diarrhea. The 120th was even newer to action than Sharp. The regiment arrived in Washington with precious little training and hardly any weapons. In the darkness at the train station, Army ordnance officers quickly passed out muskets and cartridge boxes to his men. No time to inspect or test fire the small arms. At 10 a.m. the next day, Sharp received orders to march his unit across the Potomac on Long Bridge south of Washington to Arlington Heights and camp on Virginia soil, inside of Robert E. Lee's former home. Sharp's 120th Regiment was the offspring of the 20th Regiment he had briefly served in earlier as a captain. After the rebel attack on Fort Sumter, the 20th Regiment, with Sharp leading its B Company, had been sent to New York City on April 29, 1861, and from there to Washington, where it had been assigned to guard a rail line from Annapolis to Washington and Baltimore. Sharp was popular with his men, but not adored. In June 1861, he lost an election the soldiers held for who should lead the entire regiment. He and his men were obligated to serve only a 3-month enlistment, the conventional wisdom then being that the war would be short. In September 1861, Company B disbanded. Sharp took a break from the military to dabble in politics. He attended the Fall Republican State Convention, speaking out on behalf of harmonious relations with war Democrats who backed the Union. In response to Lincoln's July 1862 call-up of 300,000 troops for 3-year duty, New York's 10th Senatorial District Committee for Ulster and neighboring Green Counties was appointed to raise a regiment. New York's governor made Sharp the regiment's commander with the rank of colonel.